ది హైయెస్ట్ ఆక్యుపేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఏ క్రిస్టియన్ ఈజ్ టు వర్షిప్ గాడ్. హైయెస్ట్ ఆక్యుపేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఏ క్రిస్టియన్ ఈజ్ టు వర్షిప్ గాడ్. ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ప్రివిలేజ్ ఆఫ్ ఏ క్రిస్టియన్ ఈజ్ టు నో ద విల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ and do the will of God. This is a statement of late great man of God, Brother Bhakta Singh. So this worship starts with salvation. As we grow in the Lord, the worship also grows. When we go to heaven, it will be completed. No prayers, no supplications, no intercessions, no fastings also there. We'll be going on worshiping the Lord in eternity. So, we as Christians, as we grow on spiritually, we go on worshiping the Lord. That's why this morning, through his servant, once again God has reminded us and exhorted us in attitude, in action, as well as in audio to worship him. I too have got the privilege of being amidst you once again. I am so grateful to God and thankful to you all, especially for those who have given me this opportunity to stand before you. Now I want to bring one important thought for your attention. I have been in the ministry for the last 47 years. I'm going through different situations, adverse situations. Even though I have been, I'm still a babe in the Lord. I am not grown up. Don't think that I am spiritual. I am a babe in the Lord, that's all. When I see my Lord Jesus, when I consider his expectations from me, I am really zero. I am not comparing with others. I compare my life with my Lord Jesus, who is my blessed Redeemer, who is preparing me unto that celestial city. As a part, as a member of the church, bride, being adorned as a beautiful one to be wedded unto the bridegroom, Christ himself. So why all these things? Why people are carnal? Why people behave worse than unbelievers? Why do they behave? What is this? When I have been thinking of, God has brought this verse before me, and afterwards I try to meditate with human limitations. Why problems? Personally also problems. Even though we are born again, when we face certain adverse situations, we cannot bear it. Very much perturbed, and we blame others. We find fault with other people. We look down upon the believers who do come regularly unto the house of God. What sort of believer he is? Is he born again? See, he praises God like an angel, but at the back his life is so worst. Like that we go on talking about others. But what the Lord has taught me is, be careful. Don't talk about others. Don't look down upon others. I am having a definite purpose in keeping all these people. Keeping all these people. So, my problem is solved. That's why I am sharing with you. Don't expect the church which is being seen is perfect. The church which we see is not perfect church. The real church will be seen only in mid-heaven. When Jesus comes into this world, then only we can see the real church, the body of Christ, holy. The church which we see now, the visible church, the earthly church is not the real church. This point I want to bring to your notices and see some other thoughts also. Now you see, 12:24, as we have been meditating whenever I have been coming to this place. Nowadays, my favorite verse is Mark chapter 12, verse 24. Quickly, please. 12:24. You see what is written there? You know it about it pretty well. We have meditated with human limitations. You can speak better than myself. Jesus answered and said unto them,
"Are you not therefore mistaken? Because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of God."
So why do we commit mistakes? There are many reasons to commit mistakes. But here we see two reasons. As Christians, we commit mistakes. Here, two reasons we are seeing. There are many more. In this particular verse, we see two reasons. One reason is, we do not know the scriptures. Many people do not know the scriptures as they ought to know. Why? They are not really born again. If you and I want to understand the scriptures as they are, the wonderful interpreter is the Holy Spirit, the triune God. Holy Spirit has to teach us. No man, however great he may be well-educated scholar, but he cannot understand the scriptures. Very difficult. He can preach like an angel. No, cannot understand what is God's plan for. So if you and I want to understand the Bible, only one requisite, one condition to be fulfilled. We should be born again. Only when we are born again, the Spirit of God who is dwelling in us, the wonderful interpreter of the heavenly language, the Bible, that's all. He only has to interpret. Who has to interpret? Holy Spirit. So, if you want to understand the scriptures, please make sure that you are born again. Simply coming to the house of God doesn't help you. Reading the Bible, it is good. I don't deny it. We can do many activities in the name of God. We appreciate you. It doesn't mean that you will go to heaven. He may be Nicodemus, but you cannot. Why, you know? You must understand that particular word, born again. So this birth is a physical birth, a sinful birth. No difference, all are sinners, you and I. Whether small or big, educated or uneducated, rich or poor, healthy or unhealthy. We are all sinners by birth. We know pretty well. Why we are sinners? Because we are born in sin. Why this pup is having the habit of a dog meat? This is a pup. Dog's child. So dog's nature only. We are all the sinners because we are born unto one fallen man, Adam. Adam became a sinner. We are the offspring of that fallen man, Adam. So we are born sinners. Because of the born sin, we are committing sins. Deed sin. First is thought sin, next is deed sin. So some people do commit outside. We call them sinners, 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 sinners. But there are people who commit inside by thoughts. They are the worst sinners. Sinful in the sight of God. That's why every religion says, be holy, be holy, be holy, be holy. We cannot become holy. The penalty of sin is death. That's why the Creator loved his children who have become sinners. In due time, he came into this world in the form of flesh and blood. According to the prophecy that was told in the Old Testament by the prophets, Jesus was born. That is going to be Christmas. This season is Christmas season. He was born to die for us on the cross of Calvary. So, being born in this world unto a virgin, holy God, holy birth, holy life. At last, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. That's why Jesus took all our punishment upon himself and the cross of Calvary, shed his precious blood, died in our stead, buried, and rose up again on the third day to make us righteous. He finished everything, kept the salvation ready. So in other religions, you work out for salvation. In Christianity, you need not do anything for salvation. You need not. So ready-made salvation. Ready-made salvation. See, difference. That is the difference between other religions and Christianity. Christianity is not a religion. It is the real way. The real way. Now, just I will tell you one word. Afterwards, we'll go further. In India, we find, I do not know about in America, after 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, at dabas and hotels, some people will be standing with a flag. What is that? Pardon? Meals ready, meals ready. Otherwise, there will be a board. Meals ready, meals ready. What does it mean? Meals is already prepared. So you and I have to come and eat, that's all. Ready-made meals. Meals is ready. Some people have prepared the meals and kept ready. And you and I must go to that hotel or dhaba and eat. Are you able to understand, please? So ready-made food must be eaten. This is what the way says, Jesus says. In Telugu also there is one song. Unna patuna vachuchunnanu nee paada sannidhiki o rakshaka. As the patient goes to the doctor, a sinner must come to Jesus and confess all his sins. Jesus, I am a born sinner. I am a sinner by deeds. I cannot save myself. The penalty of sin is death. That's why you loved me, Jesus, and paid the penalty on my behalf on the cross of Calvary. Shed your precious blood, died, buried, and rose up again. I believe it. Clean me with your blood. Come into my heart. That is the real confession. not my righteousness, but your righteousness. The moment we confess and accept Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, we are saved by grace. By grace. Whereas the other religions do say like this, do this, do this, do this, don't do that, don't do that, do this, means do good, don't do bad. That is religion says. All the religions, don't do bad, do good, don't do bad, do good. Do, don't do. Do, don't do says what? Religion. Religion says do, don't do. Whereas the real way, the way says done. Only one word, done. The penalty of sin is done on the cross of Calvary. Salvation is ready made. Who is salvation? Jesus himself is our salvation. Simply, that's all. So when we accept Christ Jesus, we are born again. Even the work of confession also is made by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit only we accept Christ Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Without the help of the Holy Spirit, we cannot accept Jesus as our personal Savior and also Lord. There is a lot of difference now. This is not the time. So, my dear brothers and sisters, what I am telling you is, if you want to understand the scriptures, you must have the Spirit of God, that is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit means when you accept Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that work itself is by the Holy Spirit, not especially getting another spirit. Only by the Holy Spirit we accept Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Without him we cannot. So this is the first part. Now second part, let us understand the scripture. How is the church? Why I am telling, there are many denominations in the world. There are many preachers in the world. Everywhere, everyone says about the Bible. Do you mean to say that we have to believe all the people? No. We cannot believe all the people. The Holy Spirit will help you to understand whether this preaching is by the Spirit of God or by the mind or by the devil. We can easily discern. Easily we can discern whether it is by the Spirit or not. I'll give you an example. I have told you some time ago when I came here. There was one traveler going from Calcutta to Dubai to work. He put on a nice dress, suit and everything. He flew to Bombay by domestic flight. In those days, international and domestic airports were not at one place. Domestic was at some distance and international was in some other place. So from the domestic airport, they had to come by auto or a taxi or something onto the international airport. It was long back, not now. So he landed in the domestic airport. While going to the international airport, he wanted to have a cup of tea. Cup of tea. He went to a 5-star hotel. He ordered the waiter, please bring a cup of coffee or tea. You understand what I am telling, please? So this traveler asked the waiter to bring a cup of tea. I have to go very urgently. He spoke in English, like me, butler. You understand? Then what happened, you know, immediately he brought coffee. Hot coffee he brought. So in India, they give one glass and cup also. I do not know how here. Here? Only two or only one? Only one, that I don't know, I'm sorry. So there, one glass will be there, one cup will be there. As soon as he brought that hot coffee or tea, he wanted to go very soon. So it was too hot to drink. So what did he do, you know? Poured like this. Are you able to understand what I am telling? So waiter was looking at carefully. So before he did like this, the waiter addressed him, "Sir." You understand? Some of you are not in a position to understand what I am telling. You see, before this man poured like this, the waiter called him, "Sir." When he saw this man cooling the coffee like this, "Hello, brother," he said. Are you able to understand what I am telling? Why did he call brother? Why did he call brother? Huh? What better? He could understand. He is my brother only. Why, you know? Who will do that? All cannot do that. Those who are experienced only will do that. Otherwise, all our clothes will be holy festival clothes. You understand? Easily we can understand whether this man is giving the word by the Spirit of God or by bookish knowledge, by intellectual, by gifts or what. We can easily discern. So also, we can easily discern a preacher. We can easily discern a person, whether he is really led by the Spirit of God or led by the evil spirit or led by intellectual knowledge. We can easily make out. We need not worry. Are you able to understand me? So if you want to understand the Bible, who has to help you? Holy Spirit. He is the interpreter. Okay? Now, let us see the scriptures in the context of church. Now you see, what is meant by church? What is meant by church? Those who are washed by the precious blood of Jesus belong to the universal church, the body of Christ. Chapter 20, verse 28. Quickly, please. Now let us go very quickly. I will give you a precious thought which has solved all my problems. So I don't pray to the people, "Lord, send them away. Send them away. Stop them not to come. Stop them." No, I don't pray. So let us know what is meant by church. The visible church is not the real church. The visible church is a mixed church. It is a mixed church. Don't be deceived by their preaching. Don't be deceived by their activities in the church. Till the end, we must be faithful. Till the end, we have to bear. So salvation, which we have received, must be till the ending. Till the ending, we should be faithful to God. Then only. Otherwise, no. Today you can jump. I can jump. I can go throughout the world. I can preach. I can bring many people unto the saving knowledge of Christ Jesus by the gift given from above. But doesn't mean that I will be. So our ending should be better than our beginning. Our ending, how we are now. See, we come and every Sunday we take part in the table. How we have to take part? We have to examine ourselves. How I am? Am I growing further? Or am I getting deteriorated spiritually day by day? No burden for prayer. No burden for giving the testimony outside. No burden for living a holy life, no burden for gathering together in prayer. We don't have any kind of burden. As the days pass by, we become cold and cold, colder and colder. Why all these things? We have to examine. You and I have to examine. You see, my dear brothers, 28. Chapter 20, verse 28 of Acts. What is written there? Quickly. Which he hath purchased with his. Who is the church? Those who are being purchased by the blood of Jesus. If you are washed by the blood of Jesus, then you belong to the universal body, the church. Don't say this is only an unit, that's all. The church which we see now here, it's only an unit. All the units will be assembled one day in mid-heaven. All these units will be assembled one day in mid-heaven. That is the real church. Now what we are seeing is a mixed church. So here all sorts of people are there. I will give you on the basis of the scriptures. So church means real church is washed by the blood of? Are you washed by the blood of Jesus? Do you have the assurance that your sins are forgiven? Do you have the assurance that one day you will be going to heaven? Do you have the assurance that you have received eternal life? Do you have the assurance that you are the child of God? If you are having this assurance, I am none to question. I am none to judge you. You must have that assurance. If you are really born again, you will hate evil. You don't love sin. You will hate. You will hate. That is an indication that you and I are born again. If we love the sin, means something wrong with. Even though you are born again, might have fallen, might have become cold. There are many reasons. Now I am not telling that subject. Now I am telling the subject, church, church. We must know about the church on the basis of the scriptures. So church means washed by the blood of Jesus. Okay? Now, who is building the church? Who is building the church? Not Brother Andrew, not Brother Abhishekam, not Brother Bhakta Singh, are great men of God. All these people are instrumental in the hands of God. Who is building? The Holy Spirit is building. That's why God says, I build my church. Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18. Now, we have seen the definition for church. There are many other definitions. Only one I have told you. Church means washed by the blood of Jesus. There are many other synopses for church. This is not the Bible study. Now, second one, who is building the church? 16, 18, please. Quickly.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
So, who is building? Who is building? Not Peter building. He is telling to Peter. Hello, emotional man Peter. I am building. So God is building the church. Okay? This is the second thing. Church is washed by the blood of the born again people, wherever they are, and to which group they may belong. Born again. They are the people now in the universal body, the church. Now God is building the church by the Holy Spirit. Third thing, what is the nature of the church now? What is the nature of the church? Now we are seeing visible church. How is it? How is this church now? How is this? Now you see, Matthew chapter 13. Why I am telling you, God has opened my eyes regarding the visible church which is now on the face of this earth. Don't expect all are going to heaven directly. Whether they are preachers or Christians, doesn't matter. 13, chapter 13, Matthew, verse 24. How is the church now? Let us see.
Another parable he put forth to them saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field.
The kingdom of heaven is now compared unto this. Please continue.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way.
But when the grain had sprouted and
produced a crop, then the tares also appeared.
What appeared? Now, What we see here in this parable? The kingdom of heaven is compared unto a field, isn't it? In that field, somebody has gone and sown the seed. What seed he sowed? Only wheat. He sowed only wheat, but after some time he could see tares also growing. You understand my point, please? What are growing? Tares. But actually, the sower went and sowed what? Wheat only he sowed. But here we see the tares also growing. Understand my point? So what sort of church is now? Is it a pure church? Is it a pure church? No. You see now. Please continue. Today only one thought I will give you. The rest of the thoughts, you know, wonderful gifted people are here. And many more preachers are frequently coming. As the Lord knows our need, goes on meeting all our spiritual needs in due time by these instruments. Okay, right.
The
servants of the owner came to him and said to him,
Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field?
You have sown only good seed in your field.
How then does it have tares?
How is it tares also growing? How is it tares also growing? Then
he said to them,
he said, the master told, the owner told,
an enemy has done this.
Enemy has done this. You understand, please? So the church which we see now on the face of this earth is not a pure church. This church is a mixed church. Tares and wheat grow together. Tares and wheat are from top to bottom, right from preachers unto a saint, a believer. Mixed one this is. Don't believe all the people. Don't believe me also. You believe in God. You believe only in God. That is Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit will teach you whether this is right or wrong. He is the wonderful interpreter of the Bible, the heavenly language. No man, however great he may be, cannot understand the scriptures. Next go.
The servant said to him,
gather them up.
But he said?
No. No.
Lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them.
This is which Bible? That's why it is killing me. I'm sorry. Because I follow only one Bible. So following other Bibles is not wrong, please. Because we are used to this language, that's why something is missing. Okay, let it be. Doesn't matter. What is there? Let both grow together until the harvest. Let both grow. You see what? And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Let these two grow together. What two? Wheat and? Now who is wheat and who is tare? How can you find out? Very difficult. Very difficult. Are you able to understand me? So now the visible church is what church? Mixed church. I will show you number of references. John Gospel, one more. Reference I am telling you. 13. John Gospel, chapter 13. Chapter 13. You meditate, God will help you and reveal you better things. John 13:10. Every bit.
And he are clean, but not all.
What, sir? You are clean, but not? There is one fellow. Who is that fellow? You know, who betrayed Christ. He is also counted as one of the 12 apostles. But his work is entirely different work. Entirely different. But he is counted by the people as one of the, and also sometimes whenever he used to go and kiss him, they might have thought, oh, he is the only one who loves him so much. He kissed and betrayed. So Holy Spirit will tell you who he is and what he is, what is his nature. Easily, that is called discernment. Easily, Holy Spirit will tell you. We need not go to any prophet and find out what it is, what are all these things. Spirit who is dwelling in us, he knows everything. He's the omniscient God, all-knowing God. He will tell you. Brother Bhak Singh, when he was alive, used to come and sit on the dais in front of the book room. So, book room, dais is there, Arugundakada. He used to sit there. Morning, he goes around and sits. We know, we were there for fellowship. When he used to sit on the dais, we used to take this ashes in a wheelbarrow. You know wheelbarrow? Topudu bandande. ఈ తోపుడు బండ్లో ఏం తీసుకుపోయేవాళ్ళం యాష్ అంటే బూడిద ఇన్ దోస్ డేస్ నో స్టవ్స్ లైక్ దిస్ ఓన్లీ ఫైర్వుడ్ సో ద ఫైర్వుడ్ యూస్ టు బి బర్న్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఫర్ కుకింగ్ ద ఫుడ్ అండ్ దట్ యాషెస్ వీ యూస్ టు పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద వీల్ బ్యారో అండ్ దెన్ పుష్ అవుట్ సైడ్ డస్ట్బిన్ వెన్ వీ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ దేర్ యు సీ వీ వాంటెడ్ టు షో ఫోర్త్ ourselves as if we are very hard workers. So Brother Bhak Singh was sitting there. How we used to show ourselves, you know, when we go speedily, because of the wind, you know, the ashes will fly and fall on our faces. When it falls on our faces, we will take that wheelbarrow and stop it there, praise the Lord, we used to say. We wanted to be seen by. Brother Bhak Singh, you know, he will never laugh also. He doesn't even smile. The small eyes. So here, very few people know him. And Brother Benji's mummy knows very well. Small eyes. We used to call him Eagle's Eye. Very easily he will find out. Like that. Why I am telling, you know, we are doing all these things. What for? To please him. But he knows why we are stopping and then saying praise the Lord. Easily he can. Let us keep aside. What I want to tell you is, the present church is a mixed church. All are holy, but all, not all. You see what is written there? And you are clean, but not all. That means mixed church. You understand, please? Church means washed by the precious blood of Jesus. Who is building the church? Holy Spirit. God is building the church. Third point. How is the church now? It is a mixed church. All are not saints that go to church. All are not the people who are going to heaven directly because they are wonderfully worshipping and wonderfully praying and wonderfully giving the word of God and wonderfully contributing and wonderfully doing everything. It doesn't mean, please, we are not to judge anybody, please. We have to judge ourselves. Whether the Spirit of God is in us or not, that is the most important thing. Easily we can understand. You see, that Calcutta fellow, when he came there, this Bombay fellow easily could make out. Oh, first he said, sir, So after this action, brother, that's all. Easily we can find out. Now, you see, why this mixed church? This is the fourth point. Why God has kept this mixed church? 16:4, Proverbs. This I will tell you two or three points and then I'll close it. Now, the Lord hath made all things for himself. Please note down this one. He only hath made the wicked fellows. Who did make? God himself has made these wicked fellows. Tomorrow you will put the questions. To answer this question, only the Holy Spirit has to help you and me. And to understand also, the Holy Spirit has to help us. Now God hath made everything with some purpose. Is there anything that is useless in the world? Is there anything that is useless in the world? Because America is too advanced in science. Even the things that are left behind, recycling and again we are drinking. What? What we leave, that we are drinking. Is there anything that is waste, please? Is there anything that is waste? Anybody can answer? I don't know. Because you are all well-educated people and you are having a good knowledge. That's why just I'm asking. Sometimes when I come, I want to learn something from the people of this land. I come here by their sitting, by their talking, by their looking. And all these things and I keenly observe. I want to learn something. And that something I will tell to my people there. You understand me? Not that I teach other people. Rather, you are teaching me. That's why I come. Many lessons, I come and learn and go. So what I am telling you is, the church which is now seen is mixed church. Mixed people. Why God has kept? I have made everything with a purpose. With a purpose I have made everything. Without purpose, God has not created anything in the world. Nothing is waste. Nothing is waste. Is useful cat, David Anna? Pillu upayagam leda? Not it. Yalaka upayagam leda, yaluka. Rat is not useful? I don't know. They are telling. That is also useful. I can tell you. Dog? Useful. Cock? Useful. Snake? Useful. Devil? Useful. Please, be attentive. What I am telling, you have to understand. You and I are having limited knowledge. We are mortal beings. Our minds are just like a coconut. In this coconut, you cannot accommodate the water of the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean water, can you accommodate in a coconut? No. Your brain and my brain, just like a coconut, that's all. A small glass, water. You want to empty the whole sea and then accommodate in this small coconut. So sometimes, you know, why is this, why is that, why is that? Don't ask. You have no right to question God. Implicit obedience. Lord, whatever you allow, I accept it. I accept thy sovereignty. I give thee thanks at all times. That's all. Even though you and I cannot understand, even though you and I are going through adverse situations, unbearable situations, better to put an end to our life. Sometimes we think of. Give thanks, that's all. Accept the sovereignty of God. This is what the Lord has been teaching me by seeing all the adverse situations in all the assemblies where I have been working. I don't say this man is a bad fellow. No. In the beginning, you know, I used to bite my teeth. See, now I am running 69 years. Even in this age, I am like this. Today I did not brush my teeth. Please don't think otherwise of me. But how I look? No bath. But I ate. Don't teach this to your children. One day I was teaching like this. So next day, the child did not get up early in the morning. Mother forced him. Hey, you have to go to school, Baba. You must have bath and everything, you know. Uncle also did not have. If I don't have, what is there, mummy? So mother came next Sunday and told me, kindly don't tell such kind of things before the congregation. That is also a good point. Because some people learn this only. But the actual thing they don't learn. This kind of things, very easily they will go deep into their ears. And they will remember till they die. The right points they don't remember. So my dear brothers and sisters, what I am telling you is, God has made everything with some purpose. There is some purpose. That's why God is sovereign and he is allowing all the situations. Why, you know, why he is allowing? He is beautifying the bride. He is beautifying, decorating, ornamenting. The unwanted things, the weeds he is removing. And the wheat, the right seed, is now being prepared. That is the universal church, the body of Christ, as a beautiful bride to be wedded unto the bridegroom Christ himself. That's why night we have seen prepared. Now we are under preparation. We are under preparation. That's why I told you three verbs, you know, justification, that is a noun form. Justification, sanctification, glorification. These are the three important words which we have to keep in our mind. The moment we accept in the finished work of the Lord Jesus, we are justified. Neethi mantulaga techabaddam. By grace we are saved. It doesn't mean that we are transformed unto the image of Christ. It doesn't mean that the nature of Christ has already come into our life completely. We are born again, no doubt about it. We are babes in the Lord. But whole body, ours, our old nature is dominating in our lives. That's why jealousy, selfishness, power mongers, money mongers, women mongers, dias mongers. There is fighting among the servants, pastors also. This pastor doesn't like that pastor doesn't like this. This is natural. Even at home, wife and husband, why did I get married this Gayali Shru? Shru. Ee Gayal danni enduku pelli chesukuntunni. Once one brother came to me and he shouted at me. Why? Shouting. I kept quiet. Are you dumb or not? What, uncle? When I am shouting, you are not at all opening your mouth. Such a woman has been brought to me to spoil my life. You only did this marriage, he said. You understand? If we choose some people, okay, on that day they will give big cover. You know? Why? Now, marriage making only business nowadays. Brother, really brother, how much brother? So after 2-3 months, you know, when they fight each other, then they will, you have brought such a dirty woman. They will fight again. This is the thing. That's why nowadays I am telling all people, thank you very much. Don't come to me. Bring the coconut and ask me to break it. I will break it. But bringing the coconut is not my duty. That is your duty. I am pujari. My duty is to break it and give you. If it is good one, okay. Suppose it is not good one, that is left to your discretion. Who am I? You understand? That's why in CSI churches, Lutheran Baptist church, you know, the pastors don't look for girls or boys. They only look. And what the pastors, you know, So there are some rules and regulations for us, that boy is having a good health or not, married or unmarried. What is this? All the columns will be there. They must fill it up and then put their signature and give. That's all. If anybody comes, why did you do this marriage? In Hebrew, no such things. That is the problem now. No rules and regulations here. Why I'm telling you? If you do the marriage also, problem. If you don't do the marriage also, a problem. So why you are here as a servant of God? You must meet our need. Is it written anywhere that I must look after a partner for your daughter or son? Why, you know? Why I am telling, my dear brothers and sisters, my humble request unto you is, God hath made everything with some purpose. Everything for some, with some purpose. Such a true wife is also, just like a devil husband is also, God has made with some purpose. Take everything positively, don't take it negatively. If you take it negatively, now you will be filled with animosity, hatred, anger, jealousy. If you think that God has allowed, praise the Lord. Lord, you have brought this fellow for my good, to break me, to make me humble, to draw me closer, to make me holier. You have allowed this man. Thank you, Lord. If you say that, means you will have real peace and joy. Suppose you say, this fellow only is ruining my life. My mother-in-law is the number one devil. She only caused all these problems. She is pinching my husband. See, when he is here in America, oh, he loves me so much. When we go for leave, that is India, immediately that fellow will be completely changed. Who changed this? Only my mother-in-law. Otherwise, my sister-in-law, vaalu chelle unda chelle, that dirty woman only spoiled. Are Baba, I am telling you, this is my practical experience. I am not telling everything on the basis of scriptures means 7 points, 20 points, I am not telling. Some people give nice meditation. This is my person. My ministry is different from others' ministry. My ministry cannot be equal to others' ministry. Others' ministry cannot be equal to mine. See, even though crowds and crowds of people are there on the face of this, no impression can compare to other thumb impression. See, God has made like that. We need all people. Never despise anybody. Dirty fellow, this message wrong. Don't say that. Let us give value. Don't think that you only are the most important person and he is the only, the worst person. No. This is what the Lord has taught me. Brother Bhakti Singh used to say, equally important, equally precious, equally necessary. These three statements Brother Bhakti Singh used to give at the time of baptism. Wonderful statements. Now we experience. So my dear brothers and sisters, what I want to tell you now is, the church which is now visible is not, fill up the blanks, not pure. What sort of church it is? Mixed church. Why God has kept these mixed people? Purpose. What is the purpose? We have to be transformed unto the image of Christ. Are you able to understand me what I am telling? So justified by grace, now being sanctified till the last breath of our lives. Till the last breath of our lives, we have to be sanctified, made clean, being purified, till we die. Even though this sanctification work goes on till we die, we will not become perfect. Only when Jesus comes, then only we will be having glorified bodies. Perfection comes there. That is, on the day of his coming, we will be glorified. We will be like him. We will be where he is. We will be. Till then, we are imperfect people, but complete in salvation. So, three sentence statements, you know, justification, sanctification, glorification is in his hand. Justification also he did it on the cross. Only now in our hands is only sanctification. Every day, every moment, by our looks, by our thoughts, by our deeds, we have to be sanctified. Lord, my looks are very bad. My words, my mouth is very bad. My thoughts are very bad. My secrets, things are very bad. Lord, cleanse me. This is the process which must go on till we die. So, are you able to understand me, please? Now I will show you some verses and afterwards I'll close it today. This is only an introduction about the mixed church. So God will tell you and reveal you much more by the great men of God. And God can use you also as instruments, no problem. You see now, please. So God has made everything with some purpose. Never deny anybody. No. After getting married, don't say this is a dirty woman. No, it's a good woman. Very good woman. Why, you know? To remove all your dirty nature. She's a very good woman. She only will bring out what is inside. And that brother also will bring out all the two colors of that sister from inside. What is inside? You know, all things will come out. That's why God keeps all these things. Now you see, God hath made everything with some, without purpose, nothing is made by God. Book of Jeremiah, just I will show you two or three verses, afterwards I'll close it. So never despise, because of him only I am like this. No. If God wants to do, he can do anything and everything. He can make plus, minus, minus, plus. Why are you crying? Why are you crying upon somebody? Nowadays, I don't cry. I cry for myself. Lord, there is something which is displeasing to you. In order to remove, in order to weed out, in order to prune me, the unwanted things to be removed. You are allowing. I take it. Even though it is very painful, I take it, Lord. I take it. That's why I'm having peace. I did not get heart attack so far. Had somebody been in my shoe, you know, how he would have been, I don't know. But I can say, many people ask me, how you are able to be very peaceful. Brother Abhishekam died, God's servant. He was a right hand to me. More than 33 years he served with me. Very humble man. He never did project himself. Even though he knew certain things, he was behaving as if he did not know anything. Never did he project. Such a person. So I am shouting to all the people. Thousands and thousands of people came to attend his funeral. Everybody wanted to say something about him. I said only 2 minutes or 3 minutes, maximum 4 or 5 minutes. More than that, I cannot give. So one woman was going on telling, when I come there, you know, auntie used to give me nice food, for me only special food, not for others like that. She was going on. Then we stopped. Stop, I said. So that woman is not talking to me at all now. She used to love me like anything. No father, no mother, you are my father. Now I am her devil. What to do? We have to accept it. Never to despise anybody. This is what the Lord has taught me. So one brother was saying, brother, you are having so many problems, but how you are able to control all the people, and it's easily you are talking, how is it, brother? No pain inside? I said, every pain is inside. He is the one who bears. Why should I worry about it? But we are all human beings. Sometimes we feel very much frustrated. In my life, 2 hours I never did sleep. This is not the time to share all those things. But what I am telling you now is, don't despise any situation. Don't despise any person. He's a bad fellow, bad mother, bad mother-in-law, bad sister-in-law, bad husband, bad preacher. Don't say. Everything good. 8:28, what says? Romans 8:28, what does it say? Everything worketh for good for those who love. Even the bad things will turn to good for a person who really love God. If you really love God, follow His commandments. Then everything worketh for good. I love God, but I don't follow the commandments. But then God chastens us, corrects us, purifies us. That is a different issue. Now you see, book of Jeremiah, chapter 25. Chapter 25, 8 and 9 verses.
Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because ye have not heard my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations around about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and hissing, and perpetual desolations.
Now one of you has to notice a particular word. You see, behold, how we have to read. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, says the Lord. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant. Please underline this one. Who is Nebuchadnezzar? Is he enemy of Israelites or friend of Israelites? Please tell me. Enemy. Then how does God say, my servant? That only solved my problem. You understand what I am telling you? 16:4, remember once again. What is that 16:4? God hath made all things for some purpose. Even the wicked people also necessary. Sometimes I think, had not Iscariot Judah been, we would not have enjoyed the love of God. I don't know how many of you agree with my statement. Do you agree with my statement, please? Some people know they are nibbling. I don't know. Akka garu unnaru, doctor garu unnaru. How she says, I don't know. That's why a real judgment will be in heaven. Don't worry. We cannot understand now. But one thing I can say, had he not betrayed him, had not Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, what is his love? How can we understand? How can we understand? What an immeasurable love, unfathomable love. How can we measure that love? Now you know, there are people not only simply describing with words, but in deeds they show. Oh Lord. See, Mary, how did she worship God? Now, who is Nebuchadnezzar? His servant. Why, you know, Nebuchadnezzar was used as an instrument in the hands of God to purify his people, to correct his people who disobeyed him. See, I'll bring all the nations, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof. And against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them through this instrument. Who is this instrument? Nebuchadnezzar. I want to destroy, because these people never did follow me. They disobeyed me. That's why I want to punish them. That is called chastisement. Correct them. That's why I am bringing. Whom? Who is he? So then, suppose your mother-in-law is such like a devil. This devil only, This devil and why you are calling? See, it's also an instrument in the hands of God to chasten you, to correct you, to pull off the, see, what is that? Unwanted teeth. Sometimes, sisters-in-law, oh my God, unta mardala aadapadchulu untare, korivi dayyale. Accept it. Accept it. The true color will come out. Now, one more I will show you. And then I will close. I don't want to talk much about this, only starting, that's all. Okay? Now you decide in our hearts, Lord, from today onwards, I don't want to despise anybody. I don't want to point out anybody. I don't want to get myself disappointed because of the situations that are happening in the assemblies, or in the job, or at home, or in my country, or anywhere I am working. Lord, you are on the throne. I accept it. I give thee thanks. Say like that. How wonderfully you will have real peace in our heart. Otherwise, your peace will be disturbed. Peace will be disturbed. We'll become peaceless, restless, want to die also sometimes. So this only is causing. I accept the sovereignty of God and give thanks. Now let us see Romans. This verse I will show you. Afterwards I will close. So my dear brothers and sisters, you are in this foreign land. You want to have citizenship. I appreciate you. Very good. At least here these people are able to sit for hours and then hear. In some churches, if I go there means finish. I must go run away. What I am saying, these are all educated people. I really appreciate. Praise the Lord. But this must continue. See, God is having some purpose. Now you see, 10th Romans chapter 10. I will show you many other verses, not now. God will help you to understand and also see some more references in this way. Chapter 9, verse 17, from 16, please. Romans chapter 9, from verse 16, continually.
So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up.
I have raised thee up. All the what is written there, you please note it down. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose I have raised thee up. There is some purpose to be accomplished through you. Hello, Mr. Pharaoh, you are my instrument. I have chosen you with some purpose. What is the purpose is, I might show forth my mighty power in and through you. In and through you, I want to show my power. How great, how almighty I am. I want to show. That's why sometimes, even our homes, you know, just like Pharaohs, Who Pharaohs? Hard-hearted. Becoming hard and every day. Even if I say also, people won't. They won't hear. You hear, man. You hear. Hey, get change. You change. They say like this. Are you able to understand me? I have given one in example also. Only two I have shown you. One is Nebuchadnezzar. Whose servant? And who is now Pharaoh? Indirectly? His servant only. His purpose is being accomplished. Whose purpose? God's purpose is being accomplished. See, Jehovah, what sort of God he is? How mighty he is? How powerful he is? God wanted to show his power in and through this man, making that man harder and harder, harder and harder day by day. He only made his heart hard. It is written in the Bible. So Pharaoh is also one of the instruments God has made with some purpose. You understand me what I am telling? Even at home also, sometimes our children, horrible children, Baba. Horrible mean horrible. Even in my house, there one is North Pole, one is South Pole. This North Pole gets something good, you know. This South Pole will balance it. You understand what I am telling? Sometimes my tail grows taller and taller. One fellow brings my tail, allows my tail to grow. The other fellow will come and cut it off. You understand what I am saying? That is called balancing. Balancing. Take everything positively. Don't take negatively. If you take negatively, the devil will take hold of that inner sorrow or pain or reason what for, and he will strengthen it. We get humbled. So take everything according to Romans 8:28. For our good, for our good, for our good, for our good. Even the death, good. Sickness, good. Loss, good. Visa gone, good. Flight also flew away. That is also for good. What to do? Then we will cry, you know. You mother-in-law, you did not prepare, you did not pack up rightly. As I waited, flew away. See, you are the reason. Had I prepared everything in time and gone there, you know, you would have fallen in Indonesia. Where? In that sea, you know, that pilot was our Indian pilot, it seems. Huh? Yes. Recently, Malaysian flight, huh? What flight? Let it be whatever flight it is. It has fallen. So mother-in-law says, see, because I delayed, you are saved. So take it like that. But don't see in your own way. Are you able to understand what I am telling, please? So there are many scriptural references by which we can understand. So in the case of Nebuchadnezzar, God allowed to correct them. Correct them, chasten them, to purify them. But in the case of Pharaoh, not purification, but to show forth his mighty power. How powerful I am. You see, through you, I want to show my power, he says. Sometimes God makes some people too hard, too hard, too hard. Even in the church also, please. Varieties of people. Varieties. In the church, there are three kinds of people. One is natural. One is natural. Second one is carnal. These two people will make spiritual. Are you able to understand me? One variety is natural. Natural means not born again. Born again people in the church also, they pretend as if they are born again. I will tell you some examples which I have seen in Hebron. Now this is not the time. So second one is those who are born again. They are born again, no doubt at all. By grace they are saved. They are the children of God. They are members of the universal body, that is the church. The bride which is being prepared to be wedded unto the bridegroom Christ himself. Now we are on the process. We are on the process. We are being decorated. We are being beautified. We are being chastened. This is no process is going on. So never despise anything. Third thing, these two people will make a spiritual man. Immediately after being born again, we cannot become spiritual. We are just babes in the Lord. We are carnal. There are wonderful characteristics of carnal man, wonderful characteristics of a spiritual man that you might have already meditated upon. So now leave all those things. Why I am telling you? Nowadays we are facing all these things in the churches. Lord, why this? Such a man, power monger. 24 hours, he doesn't want to sit down. He wants to sit there only. Why, you know? He's a monger. He likes that only. One day, when I was talking to one brother, "Brother, why are you craving for all these things? See, our citizenship is in heaven. Our reward is in heaven. God is going to give. What the people will give? Why do you worry about it? Why you are craving for this leadership?" I said. Then he said, "You know, brother, anyhow, I am not going to come to heaven. At least let me enjoy here," he said. You understand? I am not telling Kakama bully stories. See, all these years I have been going through. So what I am telling, in the church he is a dirty fellow, he is a bad fellow, he is an adulterer, he is a drunkard, he is a gambler, he should not come, don't say. With two hands folded I am telling you. I always tell, the church which we are seeing now is Usmania General Hospital. In the hospital, whom do you see? Huh? Some are OPD. Ask doctor, will tell. This OPD people, they will come, but they will never get admitted. They will come, get treatment. Some people are there. They came for watch and service 31st. 31st night, you know. They come for Christmas. They come for Good Friday. But they will never get admitted. You understand? There are some people in the general ward. Ask doctor, will tell. General, why you are here, you know? I want to get one certificate. What certificate? Medical certificate. Donga certificate. You see? There are some people, chronic patient, they come in the season. They will never be seen at any time. When the problem comes, difficulty comes, sickness comes, you know, oh God, they come. What to do? But from here, don't bank. You come whenever there is a necessity, you are coming, otherwise you won't. Don't do that. Let that fellow be admitted somehow or other. Somewhere he will be taught by God. We must pray, we must love. Go away, don't come to our church. Who are you to say not to come? Who are you to say not to come? If he comes and creates some problems, tell him. Don't create noise, nuisance. If you create nuisance, means he will be held responsible for so and so. But he simply comes and sits and hears and goes away. Let him. One day or other, the Holy Spirit will work. We must pray. So this church is a mixed church. This is not pure. The pure church is now being prepared, unseen. One day when Jesus comes, we will see there only. Till then, let us not judge anybody. Let us not. Let us love if possible. Let us love. Why I am telling you now, before you take part in the table, we have to examine. 24 hours we will examine others only. One person, you know, in our church, you know, he doesn't close his eyes like this fold. He will see through. Why are you worried about? Why are you worried about? So, my dear brothers, even if we say 100 times also, they will not be corrected. Rather, they will correct us only. Once what happened, you know, in Hebron, this is the practical thing. With this, I will close. Already too late. I'm sorry, brother Benji must forgive me. Why, you know, they follow strictly, but I don't follow strictly. That is my problem. What happened, you know? Unwanted thing happened in Hebron. Some sin one God servant committed. Brother was in America. This news was known to brother. Immediately, he flew for India. We were having whole night prayers. All were weeping and praying, "Lord, in thine house, such thing has happened, O Lord. Such kind of people should not be in thine house. Lord, drive away. They were praying. You understand? These are all not ordinary things. Drive away. How many of you know Brother Edwin Aaron? Which Edwin Aaron, Nana, you know? Amma meek tilsu. Engineer. That John Eckers. Anna, you know that Edwin? You have seen? First this Cadillac car he only brought to Hebron for Brother Baxing to go. That is Nizam's. That tall man, robust body, engineer. I think some of you might have seen or might not have. So he was there. He was very close to Brother Baxing. He used to go and eat with the Baxing at the table because he only built that Antioch. And Hermon, brother's quarters, you know, that only. He was praying, Lord, such a thing should not happen in thine house. Lord, Lord, drive away that brother. Drive away, drive. All were weeping and praying. So myself, you know, crocodile tears, I also prayed. That is not real prayer. Emotional prayer, some people weep, you know, easily we can find out. Vagaladi yedpu. Easy artham chesukovachu. Easily. So then, ending, you know, Brother Baxing, what did he pray, you know? Lord, keep such kind of carnal people intact in thine house. Drive away the good people. He prayed. In the name of God, I'm telling. I'm not bluffing you. Unless and until you know this truth, you know, you cannot. Simply by going and walking with Brother Baxing at the back, we learn so many things. So many things. But there are some people, they learn only Iscariot Judas. That is also there. It can be plus, can be minus. Then Brother Edwin Aron was very anxious to know. I prayed like this with tears. Brother Baxing says only bad people drive away. No, good people drive away. Let all bad people be here on intact title to be here, not to go anywhere, he prays. What is this prayer? All were shocked. And went for food at the table. Brother Edwin Aron was not eating. He wanted to know why did Brother Baxing pray like that. Then Brother Baxing told like this. He asked Brother Baxing, Brother, why did you pray? See, Edwin, if these bad fellows go out, they will spread out bad only everywhere. If the good people are driven away, they will spread gospel to all people. So let these bad people be here only, not to go anywhere. He scratched his head like anything. Lord, I am so thankful for this great man of God given to us as a gift. No doubt about it. He prayed. You understand my point? If bad people will go, what they will do? They will spread bad everywhere. If the good people gets driven away, they will spread. That's why God allows sometimes persecution, torture, even to the church. Never to be disturbed. So my dear brothers and sisters, with this thought in our mind, let us examine ourselves and take part in the table. So church means washed by the blood of Jesus. Who is building? God is building. What is the nature of this? The mixed church. Who are the people here? Natural, carnal. These two will make spiritual. So God is using all sorts of instruments. Never despise anybody. Never despise. Even Nebuchadnezzar is also servant of God. Pharaoh is also an instrument in the hands of God. Some more are there. God will reveal to you. May the Lord help us to take part worthily in the table.